blessed viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Bringing you uplifting news from around our beautiful planet, Supreme Master Television is broadcast from Los Angeles, California, USA. For positive programming, join us on Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa. For worldwide viewing, please visit us at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, Indonesia will plant 79 million trees in one day. In humanitarian news, Kenya Red Cross Society brings medical care to Uganda. In community news, a Philippine mining firm helps students continue their studies. In environmental news, eco-shopping bags are popular items in Japan. In medical news, Australian doctors can conduct brain surgery while the patient remains awake. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, October the 16th, World Food Day was inaugurated by the United Nations in 1980. Originally begun to commemorate the founding of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Association, World Food Day evolved into a day to increase public understanding of global food needs. World Food Day is also an opportunity to develop our understanding and actions to help bring food to every person and community that needs it. Another focus of the day is improved health through proper diet. Some of the day's activities include fasting, eating vegetarian, community food drives for the homeless, and volunteering in soup kitchens. Especially on this day, World Food Day, may God bless those who work diligently to bring sufficient, life-affirming food to all.
China extends peace accord to Formosa or Taiwan. China's President Hu Jintao announced on Monday his wish to end previous discord and discuss a peace agreement with Formosa regarding the island status. He further indicated that China is willing to conduct this discussion through a variety of channels of exchange and consultations and with any political party in Formosa. Thank you, and heaven's blessings to President Hu Jintao and China for your willingness to reach a peaceful resolution. May heaven bless also Formosa and China with harmonious relations.
Fly-in news. Darfur groups meet to prepare for peace talks. On Sunday, senior leaders from Darfur's Justice and Equality Movement and the Sudan Liberation Movement met in Flensburg, Germany. Their goal was to establish a common position for the upcoming meeting with the Sudanese government. The peace negotiations, to take place in Libya within 2 weeks, are sponsored by the United Nations and the African Union. The two groups said that they are ready to work with the international community on finally bringing a peace settlement to the Darfur region. May God bless all involved with a positive outcome. We pray for lasting peace for the deserving people of Darfur.
Fly News. Condoleezza Rice makes strong statements in favor of Palestinian state. At a recent news conference with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, Secretary Rice said, "The United States see the establishment of a Palestinian state and a two-state solution as absolutely essential for the future, not just of Palestinians and Israelis, but also for the Middle East, and indeed to American interests."
Two states, Israel and Palestine, living side by side, in peace and security.
Ms. Rice is on a four-day diplomatic mission to the Middle East, preparing for the peace conference to be held in the United States next month. May heaven bless all parties with a great success in forging a lasting, mutually satisfying peace between Israel and Palestine.
Fly-in news. The Iran-Iraq-Chazabeh border is reopening. Governor Kaed Islami Nasab of Dasht-e-Azadegan city in Iran announced on Sunday that the Iran-Iraq-Chazabeh border is being reopened on November 1st. The governor noted that this border opening is important for trade as well as for devout Iranian pilgrims, who will be able to continue traveling peacefully to Iraq's holy sites again starting in December. Thank you, Iran and Iraq, for re-establishing this open travel area between your countries. May the great Allah bless all in your nations with harmony, contentment, and peace.
Line News. President Putin and Chancellor Merkel hold summit meeting. Russian President Vladimir Putin and German Chancellor Angela Merkel completed their two-day meetings on Monday in Wiesbaden, Germany. During their talks, the leaders highlighted their country's strong trade relations and complementary economies. President Putin, who is traveling to Tehran to attend the meetings of the Caspian Sea states, also spoke of the need to engage in dialogue with Iranian leaders and people. Congratulations, Your Excellencies, for your country's strengthened relations. May heaven's grace shine upon the people of Germany and Russia with ever-expanding friendship, prosperity, and peace.
Fly-in news. India and Russia review bilateral plans. Celebrating 60 years of diplomatic relations between India and Russia, representatives from the two countries held the 13th Indo-Russian Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological, and Cultural Cooperation session over the past few days. A part of the session will be devoted to creating a comprehensive pact enabling an increase in bilateral trade to $10 billion U.S. dollars by 2010. The two allies have also been discussing cooperation in energy and technology. Congratulations, India and Russia, on 6 decades of ever-deepening relations. We send you our best wishes for every success in boosting peaceful trade between your two nations.
Flying news. South Africa to enter high-level partnership with European Union. South Africa is likely to become a strategic partner of the European Union, according to a speech by Portuguese Foreign Minister Luis Amado last Thursday. At the EU Troika SA meeting in Pretoria, Mr. Amado said, South Africa is playing an important role in a new and quite dynamic international system, with a more demanding multilateral approach. South Africa would be the first African nation to become a strategic partner of the EU. The high-level partnership would offer several advantages, including easy access to European markets. Thank you, and may God bless the partnership between South Africa and the European Union with harmony and prosperity.
Fly-in news. Iran hosts top-level diplomatic meetings ahead of Caspian Sea Summit. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad meets with the President of Kazakhstan, Nursultan Nazarbayev, today to discuss trade and development. He will also meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss bilateral relations, energy, and regional security. Putin is the first Russian head of state to visit Tehran since 1943. Thank you, President Putin, for your neighborly visit. May Presidents Ahmadinejad, Nazarbayev, and Putin be blessed with fruitful dialogue.
Flying news. European Union affirms early admission of the new Schengen states. In Lisbon, European Union officials indicated that the 9 European Union member states with new Schengen status would indeed be able to smoothly join the Schengen Free Movement Area before Christmas. Rui Pereira, Portugal's interior minister, stated, all tests carried out have confirmed that the applying nations will be able to remove the frontier by the end of the year. Thank you, European Union, and congratulations, 9 new Schengen members. May God bless these noble actions that inspire us toward a world of harmonious coexistence among all.
Fly-in news. 2 more people are released safely in Gambia. On Sunday, United Democratic Party member Mr. Osman Jatta and a school headmaster were freed by Gambian officials. This followed Friday's release of 2 Amnesty International workers and their accompanying local Gambian journalist. Mr. Jatta said, I'm happy to be getting back to my family. Thank God that I'm released. Thank you, Gambian officials, for this kind deed. May God bless Mr. Jatta, the school headmaster, and others in joyful reunions with their loved ones.
Flying news. President of Kazakhstan visits Iran. Kazakhstan's President Nursultan Nazarbayev arrived yesterday in the Iranian capital city of Tehran, where he is attending the Caspian Sea Littoral States Summit, as well as finalizing negotiations for construction of the regionally vital Kazakhstan-Turkmenistan-Iran Railway. Since his last visit to the country 8 years ago, the president has had frequent meetings with Iranian officials to develop and maintain good relations. Congratulations, Your Excellency, and Iran for your country's warm friendship. Blessed be your visit and the Caspian Sea Summit with a successful outcome of shared accord.
Fly-in news. USAID will donate $900,000 to overcome malaria. United States President George W. Bush has called for a $1.2 billion initiative to find treatments and prevention of malaria in 15 countries where the disease is endemic. The Presidential Malaria Initiative partners with faith-based organizations like Lutheran World Relief in Tanzania, which received a grant from USAID for $900,000 over the next 3 years. The grant will fund measures like the training of healthcare providers at rural facilities and distributing mosquito nets and anti-malaria medication. Thank you and God bless President Bush, USAID, and all organizations for your generous hearts. May your kind efforts be graced with great success.
Flying news. Vegan pet food may create gentler pets. According to Sandy Anderson of Australia, who has been selling a brand of quality vegan pet food for 5 years, meat-free food makes animal companions more gentle in their personality and their outlook. Motivated by a love of animals, Mrs. Anderson says her customers say their dogs and cats have shown excellent results in medical tests after eating her cruelty-free foods that have been approved as providing plenty of nutrition. A heartfelt thank you, Mrs. Anderson, for your great compassion for all animals and for showing us that our loving animal companions can also go veg. May God bless you and all your customers and their sweet animal companions.
Fly-in news. East Midlands Airport receives World Travel Award for going green. 165,000 professionals and agencies in the international travel industry have voted UK's East Midlands Airport as the most eco-friendly on the planet. The airport was recognized for its plan to be 100% carbon neutral by 2012, as well as its eco-friendly pier with ground heating pumps, wind catchers, and water recycling facilities. In the future, East Midlands Airport will use wind turbines to generate 10% of its electricity. Other green airports receiving recognition are Germany's Tegel Airport, Indianapolis International Airport in the U.S., and the Kansai and Narita International Airports in Japan. Congratulations, East Midlands Airport, for this award. Thank you, all airports embracing eco-friendly designs. May more airports around the world be inspired to follow your lead.
In Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association news from around the world. Our association members from Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association headquarters had the opportunity to thank the photo service of the PR Newswire for their kind support in putting the photo display for Supreme Master Television's anniversary on the Times Square Reuters board. Our association members had the pleasure to talk with Miss Nadia Fiorello of Multiview PR Newswire Company.
My name is Nadia Fiorello. I'm with MultiView, which is the broadcast and multimedia division of PR Newswire, along here also with the photo division of PR Newswire. And we just want to thank Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association for your kindness coming today and presenting us with all, you know, the wonderful plaques and the gifts. We absolutely loved working with you on your photo anniversary and having the photo displayed on the Reuters board in Times Square. And we absolutely loved working with you and supporting such a wonderful cause and such a wonderful organization.
I want to thank Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association for spreading positive media, because it really does make the world a better place for us to live around the world. And I want to thank you.
Thank you, and God bless PR Newswire for your support. We pray that soon the only news we hear in the media is positive news, reflecting improvement and higher consciousness of the world and compassion of beings all over the globe.
In today's noteworthy news, Indonesia will plant 79 million trees in one day. Indonesia will contribute 79 million trees towards the United Nations global campaign to plant 1 billion trees in an effort to reduce climate change. The trees are all scheduled to be planted on November 28th, ahead of the United Nations Climate Change Summit. Indonesia will host the summit in Bali in December. Environment ministers from 80 countries are expected to discuss a new plan to reduce the effects of global warming. Mr. Ahmad Fauzi Masood, spokesman for the Forestry Ministry, said everybody, residents and officials from the lowest unit of the government to the president, will take part in this movement. Thank you, and heaven bless Indonesia for taking action to protect our beautiful planet. May all Indonesians enjoy the trees' cooling shade for generations to come. Coming up, a mining firm provides scholarships for young people of the community. We'll just let the dog in. Be right back.
Through Supreme Master Ching Hai's compassionate wisdom, the SM Celestial Company, LTD, has produced its first ever series of Happy Doggy. Celestial clothes and sleeping mattresses for dogs, featuring a wide range of designs to meet the needs of dogs of all sizes. The Happy Doggy series, attractive in appearance and practical in its protective warmth, allows humans' most loyal friends to enjoy their owner's loving care. For small to medium dogs, the designs include the Ballerinita, the Miss, Uptown Girl, Sweet Doggy, I Spy, the Poet, and the Karate Wolf. For medium-sized to large dogs, the outfits are the Shepherd, the Bohemian, the Shadow Hunter, Happy Doggy, the Jock, the Sport, and Remember Me When the Rain Falls. Looking smart and elegant in their celestial clothes, these blessed canine friends are no doubt the most impressive dogs in the Golden Age. The sleeping mattress is light, soft, and comfortable, with a washable cover that can be easily removed. The base of the mattress is anti-skid and waterproof, and the cover fabric can be selected to match the celestial clothes. Mattresses include the Royal Tuck, the Gentry Layer, and Dog Republic bedding. To get more information or get the Happy Doggy celestial clothes or mattresses for your loyal canine friend, visit us online at www.thecelestialshop.com.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. It's Billy the Goat here, and I found these two great organizations, www.computeraid.org and www.computersforcharity.org.uk. They refurbish your old computers to a high standard and donate them to charities, community groups, and schools in Africa. This is a great way to recycle your appliances. What a good idea! Thank you for watching, and now for the weather from around the world.
In humanitarian news, Red Cross offers mobile medical clinic and purified water. Kenya Red Cross Society, or KRCS, has delivered a mobile medical clinic to Uganda. This was facilitated through the Uganda Red Cross Society, or URCS, and will provide aid, treatment and healthcare for flood victims. The KRCS hopes to serve camps that are not near any health centres. The Uganda Red Cross Society is also providing safe drinkable water, purified at two treatment plants and delivered by trucks to affected flood areas. The mobile clinic is run by two doctors from KRCS, four nurses and two clinical officers from URCS. Thank you and God bless the Kenya Red Cross Society and Uganda Red Cross Society for bringing medical treatment to those in need. May the good people of Uganda be blessed with health and peace.
In community news, a Philippine mining firm integrates corporate social responsibility in its activities. Norway-based Crew Minerals Incorporated, a private mining company, is working together with the local community to improve the lives of people living in the area in which it operates. The company is collaborating with the Mindoro communities to provide educational subsidies and scholarships to promising students who cannot otherwise afford to continue their studies. The firm is also engaged in programs to serve the community, including social betterment projects such as nutrition, health and sanitation, medical and health assistance. Also, an ambulance with complete medical equipment for emergency assistance has been provided to the community. Thank you, Crew Minerals, for your caring concern for your community. May God bless all members of the Mindoro communities with happy, prosperous lives. Up next, fashion designers retailing in Japan support planting trees to protect our earth. We'll take a moment in prayer for the happiness of all beings.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In ecology news, environmentally friendly shopping bags are the latest fashion accessory in Japan. Japanese people have been rushing to buy eco shopping bags from designer fashion retailers such as Benetton and Enya Hindmarch. The Enya Hindmarch bag was very much in demand when it went on sale. The Shinjuku department store is selling brands such as Mina Perhonen and Dress Camp, which are donating the proceeds to tree planting campaigns. Thank you and God's blessings to the eco-friendly designers and all those that are working towards sustaining our precious planet.
In medical news, Australian doctors performed the world's first awake brain keyhole surgery. The innovative operation took place at Canberra Hospital. The patient is an elderly man with aneurysm. Assisted by the cutting-edge technology, Dr. Vinny Gautam Khurana, an Indian-born Australian doctor, and his team removed the potentially life-threatening aneurysm through a 1.5-centimeter hole made into the patient's skull. During the operation, the patient remained awake. The surgery was such a success that the patient returned home after just a few days of recuperation. Following this amazing operation, the doctors have launched an awake brain surgery program in Canberra Hospital. Dr. Khurana has also applied for permission to conduct surgery and teach at a hospital in his native country, India. Congratulations and God bless Dr. Vinny Gautam Khurana and other doctors in your team for your extraordinary achievement using new technology. May more of the world's people benefit from this new type of surgery.
Now, please join us for some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled An Important Question.
And now for our viewer's heartline. This message was from Jale.
Hi, I'm so glad to find your channel by chance. I'm living in Iran. It's nice to follow up your program. For your success in this way, I'll pray deeply. Jale.
Hello, Jale. We are so touched by your letter. Thank you so much for your prayers, and may the great Allah bless you and your family always in the grace and compassion of the Divine. Do you have a heartline today?
We very much appreciate your comments and positive stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on the screen.
Thank you for joining us in this edition of Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. May God's love be with you always.